Splash! That is the sound heard among the noises of the bubbling, faded, and distorted world of the universe underwater. The two in the water frantically grasp around and struggle in the disgusting water and manage to get themselves to the siding. Both of them are beaten and barely dressed. The clothing they do have on has been torn to shreds. They gasp and spit up the water. Ack! The female says,
"Are you okay?"
The male responds,
Yeah, forgot that I can't breathe the water.
She shakes her head off to remove more of the fluid from herself.
Only just got out before you. I'm doing okay now. Just glad we're alive.
The male tries to get out into his feet first.
Where are we anyway?
There's a long pause. Silence as the female follows suit in getting out and trying to remove water from what little clothing she has.
Dunno, but something tells me we should be glad we can't see where we are.
The male feels himself and checks on his own clothing.
Do you happen to have any light on you?
Nope, sorry.
She smells the air and regrets it horribly. She grimaces as she feels around.
I think this is the labyrinth.
She looks towards the sound of the male.
Nick, by the way.
The male tenses up and swallows softly at the mention of the labyrinth.
The labyrinth? I've heard about it, but I didn't think it actually existed.
He bites his lower lip.
Yes, but good to meet you despite the circumstances.
Good to meet you too,
Nick replies. As Jasper finds the toilet, he gags and moves around to find the next available wall. Nick follows the side of the tub towards Jasper's voice, as to not lose him. Neither of them have anything on their person. Their abilities are still waiting to come back. Nick knows persuasion and first aid. Jasper knows candycraft and trapping. Jasper coughs.
Oh god, stay away from this side of the room,
he says, gagging as he tries to progress. Nick trips over a corpse and falls into Jasper.
Ow!
Jasper mumbles, groping towards the doorway. They are now at the door. The door used to be locked with a puzzle. It has been busted apart, and he can smell fresh blood. At least it's open. Nick regains her composure.
So sorry.
Jasper chuckles nervously.
It's alright.
Nick attempts to adjust what little shirt she has and rips it apart on accident.
Damn it.
The corpse wields nothing. Jasper has nothing to create candy with. They creak open the big door and step through.
Ah!
Nick exclaims, realizing what the figure in the middle of the room is doing. Jasper backs up against the wall, a chill running up his spine. The black figure sniffs the air and gazes towards the newcomers.
Huh, new ones.
Nick scoots up against the wall.
Hello there.
Jasper takes a deep breath, frightened as he was.
You won't hurt us, right?
The figure laughs, his voice rough and gravelly.
Only if you give me a reason to.
Jasper nods.
I see. I'll do my best to avoid that, then. Who was that?
The figure tears a chunk of bloody meat, chewing it before giving a loud swallow.
Prey.
Jasper strutters, looking sicker than he already felt. Jasper speaks.
Do you know of any light sources around here? Maybe a potential way out?
The figure is their only light source. Shadows have a tendency to mark themselves luminescent. Nick has been frozen with her eyes wide open, but she finally composes herself and pipes up, even if a bit shaggy.
Yes, pray. Happen to have a usable shirt?
The figure laughs, gnawing at the bone as he finishes what he is eating.
Maybe. You look better without it, though.
He grunts and tosses the bone away.
I'm the only thing lit up around here. Got someone looking for a way out over there.
He points off to his side, not really caring about accuracy. Jasper blushes, even if it
even though it was Nick being spoken of.
I'm a Jasper, by the way.
Epsilon reaches down to the torso of his meal and hurls a bloody cloth of a shirt to Nick. Nick catches the cloth and puts it on.
Nick, by the way.
She wipes her paws off on her equally grimy pants. The figure leans back on the boulder. Whatever. Jasper fidgets around, looking towards where the figure pointed.
Are you, particularly interested in finding a way out?
A new voice comes from the corner.
If you want to die.
You know, I'd rather not die here. Although I don't think I'll be able to live here forever.
Jasper glances over towards the new lady. New finishes playing with her new top.
Living for now would be nice, yes. How are you?
I'm Celst. I've been in the dark since I can remember.
Jasper nods to Celst.
Jasper, I don't think I'll be able to survive long enough in here to make staying a viable option, is all I'm saying.
The way she is moving, she is most certainly blind. Her eyes are being kept shut for that matter.
As long as you remember, that's impressive. From what I've heard, most people don't live long enough to forget the way they live.
The dark figure grunts. What the hell are you rambling about? Celst points to the figure.
It's because I have been following this one.
I don't want to be here, but if following him will keep me alive.
Jasper stammers. Great, now I'm gonna have groupies. The shadow grumbles.
Sorry, if you don't want me to follow you, I won't.
I don't want to get in the way, but you do have light.
Jasper fidgets. Nick smooths her hair out and ties it back with a scrap from her old shirt.
Oh, is this such a bad thing?
The figure gives the corpse near him a kick.
It's up to you. Just know we might end up like him. Everything's prey unless they're on my good side.
Jasper backs up a bit from the shadow.
I see. I'll do my best to stay on it. How can I get on your good side?
He adjusts his own rags, trying to look a bit more orderly. It's called respect. You earn it, idiot. He returns to lounging. Don't be useless and prove your worth, and we won't have an issue. Celst nods. Jasper raises his hands a bit.
All right, I can do that,
he says, shuddering and looking towards Nick.
You want to go with these two?
Nick nods.
Sure, unless you have a better idea. We're absolutely blind.
Celst frowns. The shadow chuckles and snorts.
You're gonna have to man up first, you right, little bitch. Boy, blindy. Find anything?
Jasper blushes from the shadow's words. He doesn't seem extremely happy about it, but the results are the same.
Nothing yet. I have had trouble hearing of your compulsive eating habits, and those two crashing everywhere,
Celst states. Nick looks toward the blind yellow bubble touched and fidgets.
We can be still.
He wouldn't have become our dinner if he would have just listened to me. Dumbass knew this would happen to him. His fault,
grumbles the shadow. Celst gestures them to be quiet.
I hear something now. I'm unable to make out what is hurt, however.
Celst has a lightning bubble. Jasper and Nick stay quiet and observe Celst. Nick notices something about the shadow.
I get a feeling that it's headed for us, whatever it is.
Celst whispers. The shadow grunts and gets to his feet. Where at? They listen for the noise. Celst turns towards the group.
As I see it, it is coming closer, Epsilon.
Hey, fucking direction, no eyes. You know, left, right, up, down. Epsilon jeers.
Behind.
Celst responds, although not making much sense.
Offhand, do you remember seeing anything springy, sharp, or heavy around here we could pick up?
Jasper asks. Epsilon turns and kicks bones towards Jasper. There. Have fun.
I am polite, thank you for your inquiry.
So, Shimzin,
use it on me, and I'll kill you. Ypsilon smiles towards Jasper.
Jasper nods.
Understandable. Soon if I can throw something together, but it doesn't look like enough materials.
Ypsilon has stealth and shape-shifting. Jasper creates a trap with the bones and what is available.
Okay, there we go. Please avoid this area over here. I should be able to reclaim it if whatever it is that's coming towards us doesn't end up reaching us.
I would say impressive if I know what you did. It sounded like you hit your face on a rock a lot.
Celst states.
I got one good hand left and know how to use it.
Ypsilon grumbles. Nick takes note that Epsilon's right hand is heavily injured from breaking open the first door. Nick smirks, speaking to Celst.
I think that I would have a more meaty quality to the sound.
Nick reaches out towards Epsilon's injured hands.
I can balance that up for you if you like.
Ypsilon raises his eyebrow and offers the hand.
Sure.
As Nick begins to work on using first hand on Epsilon's hand, he turns towards Jasper and says,
See, now that's being useful.
Jasper fidgets and leans against the wall to speak more to the blind woman.
I built a trap. It's meant to incapacitate, but it can still be dangerous.
Silt's facial expression doesn't alter in the slightest.
That's pretty smart. Too bad I can't see.
Jasper nods towards Epsilon's statement.
Well, last time I was useful, I got thrown in here. Traps are my forte. I'm sure it'd be useful, too.
Nick spends a couple of minutes healing Epsilon's injury, using scraps of her clothing to bandage it up.
There, should be better now.
The party is silent as they wait for something to happen, but nothing does.
Oh, my mistake, it seems one of you felt it. I get them mixed up with field steps sometimes.
If nobody objects, perhaps I should pack up this trap now.
He succeeds in disarming and storing it for later.
Huh.
Ypsilon walks around. Jasper looks around the room. Nick stays close to Jasper.
Well, this is a rather boring bunch of bullshit. Well, perhaps something's in the previous room.
Nick shudders, remembering the stench of that area.
Yeah, I don't think anything will live very long back there.
Upon rethinking, I realized that I may have heard something after all. I heard something different when you got done building that trap. What did you do?
Let's see. For the most part, I was near this boulder. Reclaimed prey here. Got some dirt and some rocks. Might as well get settled in.
One of the walls in this area makes a different noise, even if slightly.
Oh, tell me when it sounds different.
Jasper begins knocking around the wall while Celst listens intently.
That might have been what I was hearing earlier. My mistake.
Nick and Jasper begins struggling to try and force the door open.
Think it's light enough to be kicked through?
If it doesn't sound feel significantly different to us, I'm hesitant to try.
The pushing is useless. Ypsilon watches the two in amusement.
Maybe something else opens it?
Nick feels around all over the door when her foot presses into something that gives way. The door begins to open.
Yeah, I think I found something, Jasper. Wanna help me out here?
Yeah, sure. Though I think you've got it.
He lowers down to help, even if it isn't needed. Ypsilon gets up and walks over, shoving them out of the way.
Move. Eck.
Jasper tumbles from Epsilon's shove. Ypsilon steps through the door. A voice is heard mumbling deeper in the room.
Careful, try mine not be disarmed, eh?
Jasper rushes forward and begins to examine the area for the traps that were most obviously present. Nick goes pale and freezes up as she stares at Ypsilon and his condition. Jasper finds multiple triggers on the floor, one of which Ypsilon stepped on. Not stepping on them is advisable. Nick drags Ypsilon out of the danger zone and begins tending to his wounds. She doesn't recover him at all, but she does manage to stabilize him from getting worse.
Don't touch these,
he says, pointing towards the trigger spots, nodding to Nick's aid of Epsilon before he begins working on disarming the blade traps.
Wow!
Jasper disables and breaks one of the two traps, but he disables and begins to remove the blade from the second for their own use. Nick looks up towards where the sound came from.
How was that?
Who was that? Who was that? Hey now, you're the ones rushing to the room setting up the traps, huh? But I suppose I can be kind enough to grace you with the name. Jack. Just Jack. Yak's loving friend there gonna be alright? Ready to make me a replacement arm? Have at it.